Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yudches Parsha Bamidbar Sicha Aleph. In Pasuk Vesara Vesbonif Tifkaid, on the Pasuk that says, and you shall count or appoint, you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, Veshamruus Kuhunasim, they shall safeguard their Kuhuna, Bazora Korib Yumas, and the one who is a non-Kayid that will approach to do the Avodah shall die. Is Rashi Mefarish? Rashi explains the verte v'shomrus kenasa. What does it mean? They shall safeguard their kahuna. Kabbalas domim. It means the receiving of the blood after the shechita of a korban. V'zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. V'aktara, and the burning of the animal on the mizbeach. V'avoidas hamesuras l'kayanim, and the other avoidas, the other types of service that are given specifically, exclusively to the Kayanim. Thus haste, in other words, Rashi learned as Kuhunasa meant that what is they shall safeguard their Kuhuna. It means the Avodas from the Kayanim. It means they shall safeguard the service that they're supposed to do. The Shamru is Kuhunasa, and what does it mean they shall safeguard their Kuhuna? Kuhuna means the Avoda of the Kayanim. What does it mean to safeguard it? Mizonish the laws and azor to ton enough in the avodas that they should not allow somebody who is not a kohen to do any of these avodas, as the pasuk says, vazara korev yumas, the one who is not a kohen and approaches to do that avoda shall die. The Eben Ezra obetaiched, however, the Eben Ezra interprets it differently. V'shomerus kuhunasam, he says that what does it mean they shall safeguard their kohen? Shalayavayu Lideps paslus, they shouldn't bring themselves to a state of disqualification of their status as a kohen. Thus haste, in other words, the kohenim darfen zichhiten. That means that the kohenim shall safeguard themselves, zeir kohuna, their own status as a kohen. On zizol nish verim pasul kohuna, they shall not put themselves in a situation where they become disqualified from their state as a kohen, durch tuma, by becoming tome, or whatever. Darf man verstehen. So we have to understand. For vanet nemt Rashi to teichen the word kuhunasam. How does Rashi know that the meaning of the word kuhuna is nisht kipshute, is not the simple meaning of the word kuhuna, the kuhuna alein, which means their own status as a kohen, kipirush Eben Ezra, as in fact the Eben Ezra does interpret it. Nor, and how does Rashi know that it, rather than meaning it, the kuhuna itself, it means avodos Hamasuras l'kayanim, the services that they're supposed to do. How does Rashi know that when the pasuk says they shall safeguard the kohuna, it means not themselves and their own status, but to safeguard the avoda, the services that they're supposed to do in the Beis Hamikdash? Mekenish zogn as Rashi's hechrech is from them siyma pasuk v'azorakar of yumos. We can't say that. Has Rashi know this? He knows it from the end of the pasuk. It says the one who's not a kohen that will approach to will die. So vos retzach vegen azor vos tud einu from the avodas kohenim, which certainly is talking about a non kohen that it does one of the services that the kohen is supposed to do. And the fun is muchrach. So therefore, from this we see as oichen ascholos akosu, that also at the beginning of the pasuk retzach vegen avodas kohenim is also talking about the services of the kohen, just like the end of the pasuk talks about the services, so also the beginning of the pasuk is discussing the services. So why is that not a good answer? Because if that were the case, Rashi in Zayin Dibra Maschul might have given oich the verta for siyum pasuk, because then Rashi in his would have quoted that part of the pasuk as well. Or at least to allude to them, to get you to look for them durchem vort v'goymer, by adding the word v'goymer, etc., so that you would know that part of what Rashi is explaining here has to do with hazara korev yumas. In fact, that's the proof of what he's saying. And from the fact that he doesn't say v'goymer, at least, it means that it has nothing to do with hazara korev yumas. Und der Tam favos ist taken nishken hechrech von dem siyem aposuk. And what's taka the reason that it's not a good proof from there? Is poshut, that's obvious. Val miken zogn as vazor korv yumas is nishken hemshech inyan from shomeres kuhunasam. Nos is a tzveiter inyan, because it's quite logical also to say that vazor korv yumas has nothing to do with the kohenim and their requirement to safeguard their own status as a kohen. And then there is a second thing that a non-kohen shouldn't do, the avodah of a kohen. It's two separate things which find themselves in the same pasuk. Therefore, it's no proof at all. Another thing we have to understand about this, Vavos is Rashi Matik. In the Mdibur HaMasul, Oich Devet V'Shomru Es. Why does Rashi quote in the introduction to his commentary, why does he also say the word V'Shomru Es, they shall safeguard there? And it's not enough for him to simply quote the word of the pasuk which he is trying to explain, which is the word kunasam, and he explains what kunasam is. Why does he also say they shall safeguard their kuhuna? He's not explaining what they shall safeguard means. Base learning the Dimpirush Rashi kumtois bashkofer reshena. When you study the this Rashi, it seems on first glance as kabbalos domim bezrika vaktoros and dugmois protis from the abedus amasurus lekayinim, that the three examples that he gives, which is to receive the blood, to sprinkle the blood, and to burn the animal parts that have to be burnt on the mizbeach, are examples of the general category of services which are exclusive to the kayanim. It seems that avodas hamesuros lekayanim, and Rashi gives three examples of what those are. But if this is what it means, is Nishmuvim, we have to understand the following things. Number one, the Arichas and Rashi, why he's so many words. Number one, Tzlivos Dav Rashi Bechlau bringing Dugmois. Why does Rashi need examples of Avedas which are exclusive to the Kainim? Erot Gedav Zogim Bekitzer Avedas Amasurus Lekainim. It could have simply said those Avedas, those services which are exclusive to the Kayanim, and that's it. Why does he have to give examples of what they are? Number two, Oib Tzalib Shailos and the Avedas Far Kabbalas Adomim. If what he's trying to point out is that all those services which come before the receiving of the blood of the Korban, which is not necessarily exclusive to the Kayanim, because a non-kain is allowed to shech the carbon, for instance. Pastach l'chayr, it would seem, would be more fitting, the loshim kabbalah be'elich. It would be more fitting for him to say the avodas which are exclusive to the kainim from the avoda of receiving the blood and on, if that's what he was trying to point out. Avodas hamesuros l'kainim, which are the avodas which are dedicated to the kainim. Instead of naming three of them, he could have said from receiving the blood and everything else that has to be done with the carbon is exclusive to the kainim. Number three, Ib Rashi daf yemefared zayid nugmois, and if Rashi does for some reason need to give us examples, fabosab is dreider nugmois. Why does he give three examples? Why not enough two? Why not more? And so on. Number two, the seder in Rashi, the order in which Rashi says these things, fried the nugmois. First he gives examples in the Noch Vavedus HaMesuros Lekayanim, and then he follows up by saying and the other services which are exclusive to the Kayanim Beis Hod Gedaf Zayin Faker, to say that it should have been the other way around. Freer, first he should say Vavedus HaMesuros Lekayanim, he should give the general idea of what's happening, that this is talking about the Vavedus which are exclusive to the Kayanim, the Klal, which is the general idea, on the Nachta Pratim, and then you can give examples, specific examples, Kegoin, for instance, Kabbalah's Domim, and so on. But he does it the opposite. He gives first the details, and then he gives you the general category. Number three, another thing we have to understand about this Rashi, the Iker, and this is a very essential question. Since these three avodas, which are the receiving the blood, the sprinkling the blood, and the burning, are, as we said before, avodas which are exclusive to the kainim, it should have said all the other avodas which are exclusive to the kainim. But Rashi doesn't say that. he says the avodas amasurus l'kohenim and the avodas which are exclusive, which would have meant, which seems to say that Rashi somehow, as he explains, doesn't include those as avodas which are exclusive to kohenim. From them is moving, because from this it seems, as Rashi meint zu sagen, that Rashi seems to be saying, as v'shomrus kenosim is koil tzvei sugim, that in the word they shall safeguard their kahuna, which means the avodas of the kahuna, there are two categories. There is one category is the receiving of the blood, the sprinkling, and the burning. Avodas zayin nish mesuras l'kohenim, which seems he seems to be saying these are not ones that are exclusive to the kohenim. And then beis atzveita sug, which is another category, avodas hamesuras l'kohenim, those avodas which are exclusive to the kohenim. So he seems to be leaving out the receiving of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood and the burning of the carbon from the category of the avodas which are exclusive to the kohenim. Is doch tamua, that is of course, what does that mean? Rashi alein hat shem farish given in onif from parish of Ayikra, because Rashi himself already told us at the beginning of Ayikra that mekabola ve'elach mitzvah kohuna, that from the receiving of the blood and on is already the mitzvah of kohuna, that's already exclusive to the kohenim. Hein vikem azogen as kabolas domen vizrike vaktore zayne nish from the avodas hamesuras l'kohenim. How could he then seem to be indicating here that these three are not somehow part of the category of avoda which is exclusive to the kohenim? Number two, oymes al gefinen asbarif avos kabolas domim zayne nish kein avodas hamesuras l'kohenim. And if you'll find some sort of an explanation why these three are not included in that category of the exclusive ones of the kohenim, is nishmuvin, that we have to understand van nem drashi de yachacha as the shomeres kunasim mein tachazal chabedus zayin nish mesuras l'kohenim. If they are not exclusive to the kohenim, then why does Rashi think that they should be included in v'shamruas kuhunasam to safeguard their kuhuna? If it's not something exclusive to the kohenim, so then why should it be part of that category? What does it mean they should safeguard it? If anybody can do it, if it doesn't have to be a kohen, then why is it part of the shamruas kuhunasam, safeguarding the kuhuna? So the beer and them, so to explain this all. The hechach zu lernen as v'shamruas kuhunasa meint nisht etzem ha-kuhuna. How does Rashi know that when it says they shall safeguard their kuhuna, the word kuhuna there does not mean their own status as a kohen, as the Evren Ezer said, nor the avodas hamesuras l'kohenim, but rather that it means the avoda which is the rights of the kohenim, or not the rights, or the responsibility of the kohenim? How does he know that? The pasuk kumda onzog nanayim tafkidu minui von Aaron Abonov. The pasuk here is telling us something new about the responsibilities of Aaron and the sons of the kohenim. Birashi taich tifkid loshim pekidus, as Rashi says in this pasuk, ves Aaron tifkid, and you shall appoint Aaron. So Rashi says that it means it's an appointment. It's a something that you must appoint him to do. So obviously then it's something new which is being introduced, some new appointment, some new mission or responsibility that Aaron is being given. And if the pasuk, they shall safeguard their kahuna, merely means that they should make sure that they should not compromise their status as a kohen, like becoming tomei, whatever. Is the sachnish kein naya tafkid? This is not some new appointment. This is not some new responsibility that is being introduced. Because if dem zayne shen ongezoge waren in parshas emer, because this they were already told in parshas emer much before here. The kohen dav zechitin. It says there in great detail what a kohen has to do. Who is he not allowed to become tamei? When may he, how his mourning should be practiced, and so on. There are so many different things that are written over there about how a kohen is meant to safeguard his station as a kohen. So that's not something new that would be introduced over here. The Rebbe learned Rashi as the tafkid chadosh b'shteit in them, That's why Rashi says that the new appointment that is being introduced here is that they shall safeguard those avodas which they are meant to do, and not to allow anyone else to do those avodas. That's something new. V'shamru v'azorka rabiumas retzvegen ein undem zol minoy. Therefore, Rashi knows that they shall safeguard the kohuna, and what it says at the end of the pasuk, and anyone that is not supposed to do it, that does it, will die. That is the same issue. That's what is being discussed here, because they're talking about something new which hasn't been introduced yet. The mit is moving. Favos Rashi is mightig in the dibur masel oich devete v'shamrues. Therefore, we understand why Rashi also says in the quote from the pasuk the words v'shamrues, they shall safeguard. Vos is aloshen tzivuyin amin oif aminui. Because the words v'shamru es, that is words of appointment, words of a mitzvah. This is what you're being told to do. Valdi echocha of zayim pirush is from them, was the pasuk zogda on anayim tafkitz arnavana, because his proof that it means the avoida of the kayanim is because, since this is meant to be a new appointment, a new responsibility, so he quotes the words from the pasuk which indicate the responsibility, b'shamru es. That's why he also brings those two words. Rashi bavaron da abenochav shaila, but Rashi also is trying to avoid it, like a sort of an answer without saying it clearly, about another question that comes up. Was megen fregen the pasuk, which can be asked about this pasuk. That is, sai de fride gipsukim, sai de vaita de gipsukim, both the psukim before this pasuk and the ones following this pasuk, reiden vegen the Leviim, are really addressing the Leviim. This whole parsha is really a parsha addressed to the Leviim. Zeir avoda, minyan, what they're meant to do, what their job is, the counting of the Leviim, and so on. Es vi pasta rein in mitten dem zivim uminutzi zu arnabon of kainim. Why is it suddenly in the middle of a discussion about what the Leviim are meant to do, the pasuk suddenly brings in a pasuk which is talking to the kainim on what they're meant to do? The shamru is kohenosam, this pasuk. Der art von dem minu vod give a lechere gedav zayim freer. Where should the Torah have said this responsibility to the kainim? Earlier, but the Torah zogt, Elush Moiz B'nei Aaron HaKayanim, where the Torah says these are the names of Aaron the Kayanim, the sons of Aaron the Kayanim, who are anointed Ashamili Yodim L'Kayan, that he has given them the mission of being the Kayanim. And that's where he should have said the Shamru was Kulunasam Vakshutara Karabyumas or the Kayetzabay, or some other place similar to this where he talks about the responsibilities of the Kayanim. Why is it suddenly in the middle of the discussion with the Leviim? The far verstatement, therefore, the fun verstatement from this we can understand as von dem was man lernt früher wegen der Arbeit von den Leviim. Wollt man gekannt, arois dringen as a zor meg yeton gewisse Arbeit, das ist mich gemigdash. It's because this pasuk, since we're talking about Leviim, in the midst of a discussion about Leviim, one could have come to the conclusion that it is permitted for a non-Kayan to do these particular Avedis. Und der Ribbe hat die Torah gleich gedav bavarnen. That's why the Torah has to interject in the middle of the discussion of the Leviim. And should you think, because of this discussion of the Leviim, what I just said about Leviim, that this allows someone that is a non-Kayan to do the Aveda, the answer is no. The Torah immediately says, no, that only the Kayanim are permitted to do these Avedas, and by Zarakar of Yumas, and anyone that is not a Kayan cannot approach this Aveda. What is it about the discussion of Leviim that would lead us to think that a non-Kayan can do these Aveda? The beer in them, so the explanation of this is, if them was state freer as the Leviim darfen hitten mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, earlier in the pasuk, in the psukim, it says that the Leviim, they should be on guard, means do the avoda on behalf of the mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, the things which the b'nei Yisrael are meant to do. So Rashi says, Shekulam hayizkukin letzarchei hamikdash. The truth is that all Yidden, not only Leviim, but the Yisraelim too, they need, everybody needs the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody's part of it. Elisha Leviim boyin tachteim b'shlichusam. But the Leviim stand in for the Yisraelim, although the Yisraelim also have the responsibility and they need to make sure that all of these things get done, because the Beis Hamikdash belongs to everyone. The Mishkan is there on behalf of everyone. The Leviim will stand in and do the job as an agent of the Yisraelim. That's how Rashi explains what Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael is. So therefore, now that we see that the Leviim are the agents on behalf of all the Yidden to do whatever is needed in the Beis Hamikdash, volt given an or tzuzogen, it may have been logical to say, as the avodas by velcham gefintas Yidden euch Yisraelim haben sie getan, that by such avodas that we have found in the past, that ordinary Yisraelim did those kinds of avodas, as I'll explain soon what they are and where we find this. But since we know that the Yisraelim were able to do these types of avoda, Megen zei, oder darfen zei, noch na kommen zum Mishkan, getan werden durch die Leviim. Therefore, since the Leviim are the agents of the Yisraelim, and since the Yisraelim were able to do this, so who should be the ones to do this now? That the Leviim were appointed to stand in on behalf of the Yisraelim, tachteim b'shluchusam, in as agents of the Yisraelim, it would be the Leviim that should do these types of avodah, the ones that the Yisraelim did previously. That would be the logical conclusion from the fact that Hashem has appointed Leviim to stand in for the Yisraelim in the avodah of the Mishkan. So if we find something that the Yisraelim did, now it should be the Leviim that do it. We still haven't explained what those are. That'll be a little bit later. But in the meantime, let's discuss it as if you know what it is that the Yisraelim do. Und das ist der Kavanas Rashi, in dem was Eifer Shomros Konosim is a Mefarish a Mefaret. And this is the reason that Rashi spells out Kabbalas Domim, Uzrike, Vahaktore, these three specific Avodas. Because we find in regards to these three types of avoda that the Yisraelim did that avoda, as I'll explain in the next paragraph. And therefore, because the Yisraelim were permitted to do those things, in fact had to do those things, so it would be logical to think as it's the tuan as the Leviim tachteim b'shulchusim, that now it should be the Leviim that should be doing the Kabbalah Saddam and the Zrika and the Haktorah. And the Far Verdog Leich Bavaran, and therefore the Torah has to interject immediately to tell you Vishamru's Kunosam Vazarokor of Yuma, said no, these are the exclusive responsibilities of the Kayanim and no one else is permitted to do it, including the Leviim. And that's why the Torah puts this pasuk in the middle of the discussion about the Leviim. Von deswegen ist ich Rashi nicht mistapik mit dem. And still, it would be enough that he should just simply mention those three types of Aveda, but he says no. Und es meisiv dem zweiten Sug, wa Aveda sam Surus Lekayanim, and he adds the general Avedas of the Kayanim. Was das sein in die Avedas, was sein im Lechatchili gegeben geworden zu Kayanim, which talk about all those Avedas which are given to the Kayanim. Hagam sin ishtokhan salkadaydach, az oich ha-levi zor, even though for those other avodas there's no reason to expect that a Levi should be able to do them. By those three, as we'll explain, there is a reason to believe that a Levi can do it. By the other ones, there is no real reason why we should think a Levi should do it. But still, Rashi also mentions it. Why? Since the Torah decided that this is the right place to put this command, that the Kayanim are responsible to make sure that nobody should do any other avoda that belongs only to the Kayanim, b'negetzu kabbalas damim b'zrika v'aktara. And the reason the pasuk says it here is specifically for these three types of avoda, is moving as the azhar v'shamas kunasim is kailu v'chalaf alav is. But once you're saying, once you're talking about this mitzvah, of course you have to include all the avodah that is exclusive to the kohenim. You can't limit it to only three, which you may have thought that Leviim might do. That's only the reason why it needs to be said here. But once you're saying it, of course you have to include all the avodah that is exclusive to the kohenim. Certainly, and you have to include all those other avodas which are, everyone understands that they have to be done only by the kohenim. There's no reason to think that a lady can do it, and for sure you have to mention those, because if the ones that you may have thought that the Leviim should do, you have to tell them that no. So for sure the ones that everybody understands have to be included in this prohibition that no one else should do it. Now we get to the explanation of why those three, you might think. Where do we find that Yisraelim did the Kabbalah Sodomim and the Zrikah and the Akhtara? Was the far ken zainahava, meaning that for this reason one might have thought as a geheren oich eats to Bnei Yisrael, that we may have thought that now also they are the purview of Bnei Yisrael, Hainu to the Leviim Mishulchosam. In other words, that Leviim should do it on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael. Is this Mefurish and Pshutish on Mikra? This is something which is spelled out clearly in the simple reading of the Psukim. In the Parsha Boy, by Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, is given the Tzivoy. What does it say by the Korban Pesach when they did it in Mitzrayim? It says, V'lokhu min adam, they shall take from the blood of the Korban Pesach. V'nosnu, they shall take from the blood from the Korban Pesach. V'nosnu al shtei mezuzos, and they shall put it onto the two doorposts of their tents. V'ochlu es habasar, and they shall eat the meat, tzli eish, roasted over the fire. Al krov al kirboid, the details about the legs over, you know, whatever, the way that they put it over the fire. So from this pasuk we see Zetmen as idnam geton drei zachen, that the Yidden did three things in regards to this Korban Pesach. Number one, v'lokhu min adam, they shall take from the blood. V'zdoz mein, v'rashi is mefarish, which Rashi actually says over there, kabbalas adam, that is representative of by a korban, you need to receive the blood. That's one of the avodas. That's what they did. V'lokhu es adam. Number two, v'nosnu, and they shall place it, they shall paint it onto the b'mokim avodas azrika. Painting it onto the mezuzahs was like sprinkling on the mizbeach. And gimel tzli'esh, that it had to be roasted, kein avodas haktara, this was reflective of the burning of the karbonos on the mizbeach, avineshu mizbeach. So therefore they had to roast the Korban Pesach on the fire. And who did this? Each person did it for his own Korban Pesach. Each individual Israeli did it. And the Rebbe Voltmenge Kent Meinus, therefore, because we find that the Yidden did it for themselves, I would think that as Eich by Pesach Deiris, that this should also apply for any Korban Pesach which will take place in the future. Was this gleich to Pesach Mitzrayim, which the Korban Pesach of the future was meant to be representative of the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Was the far lengthman up as kame halachas by Pesach Doris and Pesach Mitzrayim, and because the future Korban Pesach is similar to the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, therefore we learn a number of the halachas in regards to the future Korban Pesach from the way it was done in Mitzrayim. The Arab gebracht in Pesach Rashi and Parsha Boy, as Rashi himself tells us in Parsha Boy, that the two are similar. The avodas hashayches to Eden, so therefore I may have thought that since they did it in the Pesach Mitzrayim, therefore this is something that belongs to the Yidden themselves. On the Leviim, tuon es tachteim b'shluchusim, and now the Leviim that were appointed to do the work in Mishkan on behalf of the Yisraelim, so now the Leviim should do it. So therefore I would have thought that in regards to the Korban Pesach, the Leviim should be doing the receiving of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood and the burning of the Korban Pesach. The Farhat Mengleich Hangezog, therefore, the Pasuk has to immediately interject and to say the Shomrus Kuhunasom, that the Kohenim must safeguard the Avoida of the Kuhuna, which is specific to these three types of Avoida which we may have otherwise thought that Levim should do it, at least in this case of the Korban Pesach, which are Kabbalas Domim, Ezrika, Vaktorah, Kanal, as we mentioned before. Since kein Kashin ish, one should not ask the question, wie kann sein, ahava mine, azot die Avedis kann getom werden euch durch Levim? How could it occur to us that Levim should be able to do these types of Avedah, beis Rashi lent a reis von Afridik and Pasuk, as when Kabbalah veilach mitzvahs kohuna, Kanal, Siv beis? When Rashi himself said that we know the rule that from the receiving of the blood and on is exclusive to the Kayanim. So why would we think that Levim could do it? We already know from earlier that it has to be done by the Kayanim. So why is it not a good question? Varum ader pasuk upirish Rashi stayed by Oila, because this pasuk that the Kabbalah, from Kabbalah and on, from the receiving of the blood and on, belongs to the Kayanim, that is written in specifically in regards to a Karban Oila. And al derzeh by the other Karbanah v'shtein in honor from Sefer Vayikra, as well as to the other Karbanahs which are written there at the beginning of Vayikra. Megifinta benishim posuk as oich de avoides from Pesach doires, but we don't find any mention in the posuk that also in regards to the Pesach, the Karban Pesach for the future, and as oich from Meiser, as well as we don't find this in regards to the Karban Meiser. That has to be done dafka through kayanim. So therefore, at least in the case of Korban Pesach and maybe also Korban Meiser, we might have thought that the Levim should be the ones to do it. Therefore, the pasuk has to say the shomru is kunosam, and that's why Rashi links it to those three specific types of avoda. Da'ira and dem avodas Hashem. What is the lesson of all this in our own personal service? Oib es is azach chiluk vehefesh zwischen de sugi eden gufa. If the Torah makes such a big differentiation between the different categories of Jews, with kayanim, levim, israel, was bechlalu state of ze ale vatantilu mamleches kayanim, and in a general sense, the Torah refers to every yid as mamleches kayanim, and yet the Torah differentiates. And that the Torah states that even those avodas which the Yidden do have a connection to them, they're done on behalf of the Yidden. And this is the needs of the Yidden that they have in the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Still, the Torah gives a very strict warning that non-Kayan should not approach this kind of avoda. Nishnor does what does bring them nish to tesis kedusha. Not only does it not bring a higher level of kedusha to the one doing it, nor faker does bring Rachman Lutzan to in ahead of sein etzem etzias, but that it undermines his very existence, as it says, yumas, that he will die if he does this. So if this is true by within the Jewish community, alachas kam mekama. When we talk about the separation that must exist between the Yidden and other nations, as that when one wants to mix in, if it's done kahalocha that a goy wants to convert and he does a kahalocha, then of course it's good. But if you do it not in the way that it's meant to be done, so you want to introduce into the Jewish community somebody that doesn't belong there, an emes zara, somebody who's truly considered to be a stranger to the Jewish community, ene von zvishin diyam, somebody from the other nations in Am Yisrael. You want to bring him into the Am Yisrael, not in the proper way that it should be done. Mit nechesvina says taka hezik unsakana gedolah fa'iden, by saying that although it might be true that it's not, it could be harmful to the Jewish people. Very harmful. But since you know you'll do a favor, at least you'll be nice to the person and allow him to join and make him feel good. Is a punkt de hepech. You have to know that you're doing the exact opposite. This is also a great harm to the non-Jew who was being brought in an inappropriate way into the Jewish community. It becomes a stumbling block and a problem for everybody involved. Bis zum Hepech von seinem Metzius, until it can even affect him and others in a way that it completely undermines who they really are, who they truly are, you know, and that is a very harmful thing. Dafke wenn man riert nicht an, das was der Beir Eilam Eis Na Teir hat gemacht. It's only by not compromising that which the Creator Himself, the one who gave the Torah, the way He created it, and you don't compromise it. What is that? The Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amim, this separation that the Eibishter created between the Jewish people and the other nations, only by respecting that, the Greich Mitzum Emes and Sholem, the Toy Ba'ilim, only through this can you reach true peace and true good in the world, for Allah Ba'ilim, for everyone in the world, Jews and non-Jews, both.